Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
The airport is the story this morning. In case you're traveling and didn't hear, I got a text in earlier. Somebody sent me a photo of the wait at the TSA, which was all the way around the corner and down the hallway in the upstairs level overlooking ticketing. So it's not good. I don't have a current report to tell you what it's like right now, but that's how it was maybe an hour or so ago. And, oh my God, the comments online. 437-1620. The picture is posted up on our Facebook page. Somebody says, I'm all for safety, but there's got to be a better way. There has to be a better way. It's been crazy, crazy. It was like this the last time I flew. It's ridiculous. Open more lines, more of the planned chaos. Somebody says, our city is growing at a record pace. Poor planning, not enough vision for the future of the city of Pensacola. Can you imagine the parking situation? Which we know. And let me give one bit of cover. I know Matt's working, Matt Coughlin, the airport director, is working hard on this. I know the mayor's been working hard on this. I know it's a difficult thing to figure out. And, you know, when you have a lot of growth, you know, when you have a lot of more tourism and when you have a lot of people wanting to be downtown or to, you know, it's just kind of the same basic problems. These are good problems to have, but they're bad problems to experience, right? Anyway, it's underbuilt and poor planning. The airport could be four times the size it is now. Should have had better planning for the future growth of the Pensacola. It's an international airport, right? LOL, we can do better. Well, I think I remember somebody says, I think I remember they were looking to hire more agents a couple of weeks ago. That's true. They have a strike team was in place. I think that's still in place now. But also adding more flights, which I kind of keep mentioning as a, you know, I get it. You don't want to say no. And, you know, this is the problem you'd like to have. But, yeah, you know, if we're having problems with capacity, you don't take more reservations, so to speak. And you don't add more, you know, you got to be able to add more tables to the restaurant, more servers to the restaurant. And if you can't do that, then why do you keep trying to get more people in? I don't know. It's weird. Somebody says, I've never seen it backed up that bad. I'm usually able to make it from parking lot to the gate in about 15 minutes. Somebody says, what's the wait time for a line like this? I don't know. The person who texted me said, no, the good news is it's been 10 minutes and I did move 10 feet.
You know, that's why I'm TSA pre.
Oh, you do the pre-check?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You just walk
Which
right up there.
Everybody says that's the way to go. I don't fly often enough to, you know, make it worth my time. I mean, gosh, I haven't been in a plane. I've been in Navy planes more recently than I've been. No, that's not true. I flew to D.C. a couple years ago for the Service to America Awards. That's not true. I have been in a plane. I forgot. Before that, Navy planes. Dave, let's see. Why is it so busy? I've never seen it like that before. Any idea if this is consistent at this time of day? I don't know the answer. Long lines there on Thursday, but no one was in pre-check. Let's see. I fly out of Pensacola weekly, and it varies how busy it can be. Typically, the 5 to 8 a.m., it can get this long. Sometimes pre-check line is long as well, but not this long. Normally, you can get through pre-check in about 15 minutes. Seems to be a consistent story. Somebody says, we shouldn't have to pay in order to avoid bad government service and have to buy pre-check. Oh, so accurate. You shouldn't have to pay in order to get away from incompetent.
Easy.
Not just at the airport, by the way. It'd be like if they had a, you know, serve me faster line at the post office, you know? Right? I mean,
yeah, well, I'd love that.
Think about that. Like,
self-checkout,
you know,
please.
Forever stamps are, what's a stamp now? 60 cents, 55 cents? I can't.
It keeps going up.
I know. You know, but if you pay $1.50, you get seen real quick. You know,
you
like,
do.
That's what TSA pre-check is. Isn't it? It's like the Fast Pass at Disney or whatever. Somebody says, where are we at here? I think that's it. Anyway, so that's going on. Hope you're not flying. 437-1620. Oh, the Lillian Perdido boat ramp it's not open. It opens up next Tuesday is when Commissioner Bergosh says that they're going to do the official opening at 11 a.m. But my wife and I like to go paddleboarding.
Yeah.
And we went paddleboarding on Lillian just north of 98 there on the Perdido Bay Saturday. Long paddleboard ride. You know the little, there's a little like gravelly parking lot over there to the east of the bay, sort of, that's right off of Lillian Highway, Highway 98.
Right.
We parked there and we paddleboarded all the way out to the point. Like we could see the bridge.
It's a long trip.
Oh, it's great though. Lots of fun. Saw a couple of rays, had a good time, but got a chance to see the new boat launch. Mm-hmm. And man, it looks great. I mean, you know, also, it's not just, you know, they got two ramps for trailers and dock on either side and then sort of pier kind of on either side. And then, you know, I didn't look. I should have looked. I didn't see if there was a place for kayaks specifically. There's plenty of dockage, so I'm sure you could get down onto one. I didn't notice if there was a kayak slip or a paddleboard slip specifically. I probably, given that we were on paddleboards, I should have noticed. I didn't. But, you know, I assume there's going to be good parking or whatever. But anyway, that's going to open up in a week. Oh, and John, or no, not you. David was saying he kayaks there all the time, but they have the channel markings are new. So that little inlet that I don't think ever had channel markings before, correct me if I'm wrong, it has a full set of them out to 14. You know, they start at one closest in and go to 14, and which is really nice. That's a, I mean, makes perfect sense. If you're going to have a boat ramp, you probably ought to have channel markings so the boats don't get more, you know, stuck in the side or anything. But yeah, it looks good. Looks really good from what I could see, again, from the water side. 7:15 on News Radio Pensacola. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives.
That's right. Brought to you by Frontier Motors, the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Traffic is flowing very smoothly right now, even through downtown Pensacola, I-10, I-110. No backups there. That's a look at your traffic on the fives. I'm John Pickens.
Thanks so much, John. You know, Peden Air Conditioning, Heating, Electrical, Plumbing, they take care of pretty much all of the stuff. And if you've got a problem, you call them. They'll come out. They'll be professional. They'll show up on time. Good quality product, good quality service, 100% satisfaction guaranteed. And they have been expanding. Over the last couple of years, you know, they have gone east, and they've gone all the way east to Tallahassee now. Now, I know, unless you're listening online, you're not listening in Tallahassee. But they've also gone west, because they've been doing so well. You know, they've been in Ellison Field for forever, but they've gone west to Baldwin County last year, now this year all the way to Mobile. So wherever you live, all along the Panhandle or even into Alabama, they've got you covered. You can find out more at peden.com. But to celebrate 55 years in business, they have a complete AC inspection for $55 right now. Call today and schedule your $55 air conditioning inspection. And because they're turning 55, they've got a tanked water heater flush and plumbing inspection for $55. So that'll remove the sediment built up that's hurting how fast your hot water tank works. So that's something, if you haven't ever looked at that, you probably want to look at that. Anyway, find out more information or schedule an appointment, Peden, P-E-A-D-E-N.com.
When the open road or off-road calls, the 2024 Subaru Forester answers. Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. The impressive off-road capability of the Forester Wilderness starts with its dependable symmetrical all-wheel drive. It optimizes power distribution between the wheels to deliver maximum traction on challenging trails or in slippery weather conditions. Pair that with 9.2 inches of ground clearance and standard Yokohama Geolander AT all-terrain tires, and you'll feel free to explore even farther down the trail. Plus, the Forester Wilderness comes with a full-size spare, a rare sight these days. The Forester Wilderness makes it easy to load up for adventure with an extra-wide rear gate opening and 60-40 split fold-down rear seat. And its interior protective material stands up to wear and tear from all that gear, passengers, and pets. The Forester Wilderness is built for your boldest adventures. Find yours at Anderson Subaru. Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Here's today's Strength for Life.
Nehemiah in the Old Testament is a great example of the familiar quote, pray like everything depends on God, but also work like everything depends on you. In Nehemiah 4, the people of God are rebuilding the wall around Jerusalem, and they're at the halfway point. After being threatened by opposition from the north, south, east, and west, Nehemiah does two equally important things. He prays to God, and then he posts guards around Jerusalem. Nehemiah clearly believes in the power of prayer as seen throughout the book, but interestingly, he also believes in the power of personal initiative. Nehemiah believes in doing what he can to solve his own problem. Nehemiah prays fervently, like his success depends on God, but he also works diligently, like it depends on him. Ladies and gentlemen, as you pray about your problems, remember that sometimes God's answer will be to use your personal initiative to meet your need.
For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Hey, Escambia. Today, ECUA is talking trash.
Specifically, bulk waste.
July 1st, 2023, bulk service changed to call for pickup. Schedule a pickup by calling the ECUA customer service department anytime before 2 p.m. on the day prior to your normal pickup day. Bulk pickup is still included at no additional charge. Schedule a free bulk waste or special pickup for construction debris for an additional fee. Call customer service at 850-476-0480. More information at ecua.fl.gov.
Know what to throw, 850.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
So John Pickens is my new producer, and you know, Jake was younger-ish, and Jimmy was very young at 29. John, you're more like my age, right? You've got adult kids. Okay,
yes.
So I looked at him when I played the clip right before Mr. Roboto, and I said, because he looked at me kind of funny, and I'm like, you know that, though, right? and he said,
yeah, I can't believe you played it.
Why wouldn't I play a Predator drop?
I think it's good. But you caught me off guard, though.
Oh, well, good.
Yeah.
I should be able to surprise you. You know,
you should.
It's an early in our relationship. I should be able to surprise you still.
True.
David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
A mountain landslide has shut down part of the main road heading into Jackson Hole, Wyoming. This is on State Route 22 there in Wyoming. Winds through the Teton Mountains between Idaho and the town of Jackson. And that road caved in on Saturday. Wyoming officials say the good news is nobody was hurt when that happened.
As long as nobody's hurt, I can say this. Teton's a funny word.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. U.S. officials are... Oh, no, go ahead.
Yeah. Go ahead, John.
No.
You done? That's all you needed? All
right. Yeah, that's it.
U.S. officials are now pushing Hamas to accept an Israeli-proposed ceasefire deal to end the fighting in Gaza. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan was on CBS's Face the Nation over the weekend. He said the deal would include a three-part plan to end that conflict. And the White House hosting a big concert today on their South Lawn. They're going to have black artists from across musical genres, including Patti LaBelle, Gladys Knight, Patina Miller, and more. This is a Juneteenth concert, a little bit early, though.
Yeah, because it's the 19th, right, I think, is
yeah,
Juneteenth?
I believe that's the officially recognized day, yeah. So a little bit early, but having an event tonight.
Very good. Hey, David?
Yes?
Teton. Nobody knows why it's funny. You know what? There's always people that'll criticize.
Boo.
There we go.
Oh, hey. I'm going to do this. I just don't care.
Uh-oh.
I had a joke I was going to make, and then I failed to make it, and it made me so angry. Perfect opportunity. Whose son has been undergoing this big trial about the gun and all the drugs and all this stuff?
President Joe Biden's
son. That's still ongoing, right? We're into the last phase of the trial now.
Right. Resumes later today.
And the allegation is that he was using what kind of drug?
Cocaine, I believe.
Not just cocaine.
Meth?
The particular kind of cocaine?
Crack cocaine.
Wow. Be a crackhead.
I lost. David's on the floor. It's not even St. Patrick's Day. So the two kind of folks
if
listening.
You close your eyes, you just see the train derailing.
Right.
There's two kinds of people listening right now. There are people who are like, I don't get it. Why is that funny? What is that even from? And then other people can't drive straight on the road right now.
Right.
Because, you know, the Mobile Leprechaun, the best newscast ever. And now every time you're watching the news or listening to the news and they say, Hunter Biden, you'll think.
Could be a crackhead.
My work here is done. All right, 7:24.
Oh, no. Hold on, I've got 8 new emails from FHP. I got to go.
All right, bye. Thanks for the time. 7:24 on News Radio Pensacola. Oh, my God, where are we at? I don't know. Oh, this is okay. So he was talking about Juneteenth, okay? And this actually reminds me. There's a very, it's interesting, horrible, painful, sort of all of the above. But at the agenda review on Thursday, Commissioner May, Lumen May, was talking about Juneteenth coming up. And he's talked about a story that the Wahoos are going to sort of commemorate, which is, I think, really important. But let me play Lumen and then I'll explain the story, because the story is awful, but it's good that we're kind of learning and teaching it.
We want to thank the help for our attorney's office and working with our human service and Mayor Reeves and the Blue Wahoos and Quint Studer for working with us on Juneteenth. We're excited about that on June 19th in celebration, Emancipation Proclamation for Juneteenth here in Escambia County. We've tried for the last couple of years to make it happen with the help of staff and West Marino and our legal department. I think that we are going to be able to have a great event and a great fireworks show downtown Pensacola at the Blue Wahoo Stadium on June 19th. And it's just not for one segment of the population, but it's for everyone. And we get an opportunity to do America's sport with baseball and honoring the 1955 World Series team that was not allowed to play because they were black in the World Series. And many of three of those guys are still alive, and hopefully with the Juneteenth celebration, we'll be able to have them.
Now, there's one crucial word that he left out of that description. It's not the World Series like you would think of it, okay? You know, Dodgers, Yankees, Cardinals, that kind. It's the Little League World Series from 1955, and if you don't know this story, it's awful. I mean, it's really awful. And so I'll tell you that story in just a second. But first, let's get John in here with traffic on the fives.
That's right. Everything is flowing smoothly right now. I-10, I-110 all looking good. East Milton's even going pretty good also. That's a look at your traffic on the fives. I'm John Pagans.
Thanks so much, John. Hey, if you've got any kind of a home improvement project you got to work on, you know, if you need hammers and nails, that's fine. Or if you need more complicated equipment, that's, of course, what they specialize in. Pensacola Hardware, the oldest business in the entire state of Florida since 1851, helping people just like you, build, rebuild, and remodel Pensacola. You know, they've been around for 33 of the 45 presidents. Like, they've been older than the Civil War. Like, they have been around. And the point of that is not just that they have stuff, but that they know how to use it and they can give you advice. And, you know, if you ask them, hey, I'm thinking about doing this and here's my approach, and they'll be like, okay, sure, that'll work. Or they'll be like, let's talk about this a little bit. And they'll help you figure out the right way to do it because they're genuine experts and they can guide you. And, you know, if they don't have it, you don't need it. Okay? And if you need it, they absolutely have it. Trust me, that's true. Pensacola Hardware right downtown at 20 East Gregory Street. So I mentioned Lumen May, you know, mentioned this 1955 Little League World Series. And if you don't know this story, it's the Cannon Street YMCA All-Stars out of Charleston, South Carolina. And they had gotten formed in 1954, but there was a rule that you weren't eligible for, like, the playoffs for the first year. Okay? So they went in 1955, and they entered into the district competition. The thing about the Cannon Street YMCA All-Stars is that they're black. It's a black team. Mm-hmm. At a time when there was sort of this legal, official, you couldn't have discrimination, but there was also this unofficial, practiced segregation. Mm-hmm. You know, and this is right around the time where Brown versus Board of Education, which had not been ruled on yet, but was going to be very shortly, if I remember my dates exactly. That's the, you know, access to schools and separate but equal was struck down, and Thurgood Marshall, and I mean, kind of just a little context. So this black Little League team goes to enter the district competition, and they win the district by default, because none of the white teams will play them. Because, if you know, it's hard to think of today, okay? Right. But back at that time, you know, competing against blacks in sports was either viewed as, you know, it would dirty you or make you impure, or it wasn't fair because, you know, they're more... I hate to say this stuff, but, you know, it was viewed as unfair because the whites were the more advanced race and the black people were more like animals and they were more athletic and stronger and faster, and it wasn't fair to make them compete against each other. Combine both of those two and you had racism in the 50s and throughout much of American history. Legacy of slavery is horrible, right? So they won the district because none of the white teams would play against them. Then they go to the state, okay? And the winner of the state, actually, I think there was another level in between. Like, they had won two levels in between. You go to the state. Yeah, oh, that's right, regional. Okay. So they won the one, and then they advanced to even the regionals, the state, by default, because nobody would play them. They go to the regionals, and they get disqualified because there's this really obscure rule that says you have to win at least one of your games in the qualifying rounds in order to be eligible to go to the actual, you know, Little League World Championships, which were in Pennsylvania that year. And so they got disqualified because they didn't have any actual wins. They didn't play the games. You know, they were forfeited. Mm-hmm. And so this team never got to compete, never got to contend. Now, who knows what they would have done? Would they have won? Would they have lost? Who knows? But they never get to find out. And this became this, like, really big ongoing story with them and their denial. And Strom Thurmond got involved in all of this. It's this really big kind of national drama over racism, basically. And so the fact that that story is going to get told a little bit, and that maybe this event with Juneteenth and the Wahoos is going to, you know, remind people about some of these things historically and how baseball has been a source of great racism and also a source of great integration, you know, in the years since, that's a good thing. It's a healthy thing. It's important for us to not forget our history and not remember how awful it really was, and not that long ago, really.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Hunter Biden is back in court for day six of his federal gun trial in Delaware, joined by his stepmother, the First Lady Jill Biden, and the president's brother and sister, James and Valerie. The defense case could wrap up today.
Hunter Biden is facing three felony charges for allegedly lying about his drug use when he purchased a gun in October of 2018. He is also facing unrelated tax charges that will be tried separately.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Egypt and then Israel today for meetings about stopping the war in Gaza.
The ceasefire proposal unveiled by President Joe Biden hangs in the balance with no formal response yet from Hamas. Israel's rescue of four hostages over the weekend and accompanying loss of a reported 274 Palestinian lives may have complicated things.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 7:31 at News Radio Pensacola. It is a beautiful Monday morning, 78 degrees right now. The sun shining today in Pensacola. Officials in Santa Rosa County are investigating a shooting in the Garcon Point area. Deputies say they were called to the 1000 block of Adrian Way about 8:15 last night. They say a murder-suicide had taken place. Victims were located at the scene and taken to a local hospital for treatment. Right now, there's no word on the number of victims or their conditions at this time. Officials say that area, though, is safe. There is no threat to the public. Aerial surveillance of the Gulf coastline showed a notable presence of sharks over the weekend. That surveillance was done in Panama City and Bay County, and this comes after three shark bite incidents in Walton County on beaches Friday afternoon. Two Alabama teenagers were attacked Friday. One of those girls taken to a Pensacola hospital was listed in critical condition. The other suffering some flesh wounds. And a 45-year-old Virginia woman was also attacked in Walton County at a different beach and reportedly lost a hand and had significant trauma to her midsection after that attack. There were no shark-related incidents or issues in Santa Rosa or Escambia County. A 22-year-old Pensacola man was arrested last Friday after stabbing his partner in a domestic incident, allegedly. Officials say Carson Farber had been charged with attempted murder, obstructing justice, and battery. All of this happened at an Escambia County home on 72nd Avenue, Farber now being held with no bond at the Escambia County Jail. USA Today has released a list of the best fishing charters across the U.S. A Florida charter company ranked number one on that list. Hubbard's Marina in Madeira Beach made the top of the list. USA Today says that the company is one of the top authorities for water-based recreation along Florida's Gulf Coast. Captain Dylan Hubbard said the company was happy and humbled that their dedication to providing a world-class experience was recognized. A Milton man has died after an ATV accident that happened near Wallace Lake Road and Big Sky Drive on Friday. FHP says the ATV was headed east on Wallace Lake when it went off the road and then hit a tree. Troopers say the rider was thrown from the ATV in that crash. He was pronounced dead at the scene. FHP still investigating. Two people hurt last Friday when an ECAD bus pulled out in front of another vehicle. That crash happened at North L Street near West Jordan. The other vehicle hit the front of the bus and ended up rolling into the front yard of a nearby home. The driver taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. One passenger on the bus also went to the hospital with minor injuries. The bus driver was cited for failure to yield to oncoming traffic. And dozens of arrests made nearby in Mobile County after the sheriff's office there busted an alleged dogfighting ring. This happened when Mobile County deputies served a search warrant. This is at a home north of Mobile in Axis. Detectives say they located a criminal dogfighting ring, arrested 23 people, also seized drugs and firearms from the property. Animal control removed 20 dogs. Officials say they believe as many as 29 people could end up facing charges. It is 7:35, and John Pickens has our traffic on the fives.
That's right. Seeing a slowdown right now on 9th Avenue and Chase Street in both directions. That's going to definitely hinder your ride in. Also, I-10, I-110 flowing smoothly right now. And I'm John Pickens. That's a look at traffic on the fives.
We are going to be seeing a beautiful start to your day with some showers and thunderstorms moving in by the afternoon. 40% chance of rain today with a high near 91. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 72. Just a 10% chance of rain on that Tuesday. Mostly sunny skies, high near 90. And Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 72. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. Appreciate that weather update. And right now, it is an absolutely gorgeous Monday morning. Warming up already, 81 degrees in Pensacola, 79 in Gulf Breeze, and 79 in Milton. Your next news at 8 o'clock and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio Pensacola.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Employees at TJ Maxx, Marshalls, and Home Goods are now wearing body cameras as part of the latest effort to combat theft and violence against workers. The move, which parent company TJX disclosed in recent weeks, comes as retailers experiment with different ways to prevent violence and shoplifting. Some stores have already limited self-checkout, locked products in cabinets, and banned large bags and backpacks. The World Gold Council said the gold mining industry is struggling to sustain production growth as deposits of the yellow metal become harder to find. According to data from the International Trade Association, mining production inched up only 0.5% in 2023 compared to a year ago. In 2022, that growth was clocked in as 1.35% year over year. Futures are slightly lower. Friday, the Dow Industrials lost 87, the NASDAQ down 39. That's Your Money Now.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 92% of Pensacola State College students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Registration for the summer and fall semester is now open. Go to PensacolaState.edu. That's PensacolaState.edu. Go here, get there. Join Tim Ireland from Forrest Jordan & Associates, the Generator Guys, Thursday at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Tim will be sharing his expertise on home generators and what's involved in getting one for your home, information on why you would need one, system costs, and what a home generator can do for your home, and answer questions on how they work.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
News Radio Pensacola. Your home for informative, local, and dependable news and talk. Start your mornings off with the award-winning Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay, followed by the Pensacola Expert Panel with Jake. Then, get informed and laugh from 11 till 2 with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, followed by the Guy Benson Show. Your afternoon drive is anchored by Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin, followed by Dave Ramsey. It's News Radio Pensacola, heard on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
At one project on one parcel on one piece, and that, you know, makes it a lot more manageable probably than the other. But
asking Allison to work with the general counsel from the proposers. From the proposer's firm, and see if we can hammer out terms that the board can live with, and you know, actually maybe have a proposed contract.
This was at the agenda review on Thursday before the regular Escambia County Commission meeting that night. Stephen Berry, chairman and District 5 representative, talking about this Project Dynamo. You know, they always come up with these code names because they don't want to reveal the actual name of the companies that they're thinking about. And there's a couple of reasons why they don't do that. One is because they don't want the company doesn't want it to be public because they may not want to disclose that this is a plan that they're trying to make to for whatever reason. But also from the county's perspective, you know, economic development folks, they want to keep it a secret because then other counties may go try to approach that company and try to poach them from coming here. I mean, both sides benefit from the semi-secrecy, right? Commissioner Bragash.
No, I'm all for it, Stephen. But, you know, again, like I said, I think there's something to be said for how they plan to construct it and develop the site. You know, obviously we can't talk the names, but regardless of any franchise or brand you can think of, certain cities, certain locations, certain neighborhoods, those franchises have to conform to the zoning and sometimes overlays and master plans. That's why, you know, the Taco Bell that you see, you know, next to an interstate rest stop is going to look a lot different than the one that you see in a master planned community.
And I'm not, I don't recall that being a zoning issue with the Taco Bell. I think it was just more the residents were unhappy with the way it would look, and so they got pressure put on them. But I could be wrong about that. But in any case, he's right. The way something normally looks and the way it could look in a particular development, like what's supposed to go at OLF8 and be nicer, so to speak, yeah, that's important. And, you know, making it not look horrible and ugly because, look, all the folks who live north of Frank Reeder Road, that's the road that's on the north side, 9 miles on the south side, west of Navy Federal. The folks coming down there, you know, driving in that neighborhood, and for all these years, they've seen empty fields and green space, and it's been beautiful. And now they're going to see, you know, buildings and development because that's what's going to happen there. Fingers crossed, eventually. But, you know, they don't want to drive in looking at a warehouse necessarily in the morning. So, you know, that's something to be concerned about. And I agree. You want to make it. I mean, it's going to be bad enough to lose the green space to them, but they don't own it, and that's a problem. Of course, they're going to lose it. But, you know, it'd be nice for it to not be as ugly as it possibly could be.
And the, you know, development is going to beget more development out there. I mean, that's going to, and there's, you know, there's also, I think, some holistic benefit to people seeing something actually happen. That, you know, the board does have the ability to move forward and close a deal. That's, you know, to be viewed in that manner. I think that's a positive thing.
Yeah.
And you know, and it also lends credibility to the conversation. I think the board's very willing to move forward and do a deal out there. We just need the right deal. We just need a good deal. You know,
that's a fact.
And
it's an interesting note. I kind of mentioned this on Friday during the wrap that Stephen Berry feels like the perception of the board is that they can't get anything done, which I think that is the perception, that they can't get a deal done, that, you know, just like the city council can't get Community Maritime Park built out or the Tech Park built out, which is a county, county. It doesn't really, I mean, it matters, but it doesn't really matter. But you know, that these planned developments, we have grand dreams, and then you get politicians involved, and you just, you know, they can't seem to get anything done. They can't get out of their own way to get a thing done. And he's worried about that perception. It's an election year. I don't know if he's worried for that reason, but certainly even if it's not an election year, he doesn't like the perception of incompetence, right? That's something that nobody likes if they're the ones who are responsible for it. So Commissioner Bragash says, I'm good with this Project Dynamo. It seems like a good plan, but let's just make sure that it's aligned properly on the property, not sideways so that it's the whole of the frontage on Frank Reeder, but vertically, so to speak, so that it's only one part of the warehouse that fronts on Frank Reeder.
In the final piece on that, Stephen, after speaking with Brian and Danita at length about it, I certainly want it. They need a rectangle, but I want the rectangle to be north and south with a small part of frontage. I mean, obviously what they wanted was, you know, essentially the entire frontage on Frank Reeder, but that's not something I could support.
And I don't think that's an issue based on some other conversations. I don't think that's going to be an issue, which stands to reason. Why would it be? What do they, I mean, what really difference does it make, the orientation?
Right.
But it makes a difference to us. makes a difference to the integrity of the parcel that's left.
Yeah, that's fair. I agree about that. So you're talking about this Project Dynamo. We don't exactly have the name out in front of us, but it's going to be a significant project. Brian Hilson is the CEO of Florida West.
I'm Brian Hilson with Florida West Economic Development Alliance, and I'm here on behalf of what we call Project Dynamo. Project Dynamo is a proposed industrial facility for the northwest, extreme northwest corner of OLF 8, where it adjoins Frank Reeder. Quick description of the project, 110,000 square feet of new construction, a capital investment minimum of $35 million, 210 total workers, of which some are part-time, and the full-time equivalent we believe will be between 170 and 189 workers. Total capital investment I mentioned of $35 million, total payroll of at least 5.1, we believe between 5.1 and $5.6 million.
So that's great. I mean, if that's the first deal we work out, that sounds fantastic. Now, I've long since learned you can't get too excited about these possible deals because, you know, there's 1,000 companies, let's say, express interest, and then there's 100 companies that get to the naming it phase, and then there's 10 companies that actually get down to a deal, and we wind up getting one on the ground. I mean, you know, so you don't want to get too excited about this, but it sort of seems like a pretty good prospect, right?
Very good proposed start to OLF 8, and what we're asking for tonight is your authorization that we continue working with the company. The company has offered $100,000 per acre for approximately 25 acres. We've got some work to do to configure the site, and this proposed development, as you would expect, would require some modification to the existing master plan in order to accommodate the dimensions of the rectangular site that they need.
$2.5 million purchase price, that's pretty good. And when I say uh-oh, you know, as soon as somebody starts saying, let's tinker with the master plan, well, it became a little bit more of an uh-oh after that. We'll get back to this in just a second. John Pickens has got our traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. Seeing no accidents right now to slow your way down. I-10, I-110 flowing smoothly. You are going to see some slowdowns heading into Pace over the bridge due to construction. I'm John Pickens with traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Oh, by the way, the airport's all cleared up. All cleared up. Apparently it was the airport director, Matt Coughlin, who tells me that TSA schedules based on what they expect things to be the next day, and apparently they scheduled two lines this morning, and, well, that created a problem. So, you know, this is an ongoing challenge. You can't be overstaffed, you know, because that's a waste of resources and people, and you don't have enough people to make that work. And if you're understaffed, then people pay the price, so, or at least not pay the price, but pay the in time anyway. So, but it is all clear now, so I got a picture also of that same exact place. It's on our Facebook page, the same exact place. On the upper deck where it's like totally clear. So I know that doesn't help you much if you were caught in the line earlier this morning, right? Hey, if you got a plumbing issue, a leak, a drip, a weird sound in the wall when you flush the toilet, or, you know, the pressure's not good or the temperature's not good, or you need somebody to fix the fix that you fixed badly. Personal story, 477-8782 for Barbary Plumbing. They'll come out and take care of you and do the work. Flat rate pricing by the job, not by the time it takes. Back to the conversation about OLF 8 and the Project Dynamo, this first real maybe for a couple hundred jobs and a $35 million build and a $5 million payroll and a $2.5 million purchase price for 25 acres on the north side of OLF 8, the kind of the jobs that this was originally intended to be. So Jeff Bergosh, who has been, it's his district, he lives across the street, okay? That's why I still think it's noteworthy that he keeps bringing up the tennis court. as an avid tennis player, he's got to make sure to get his tennis court. Anyway, Jeff Bergosh says,
I'm all for it, Steven, and look, I know the company, and I'm excited, but, you know, Brian, and you and I talked about this, we have a master plan that was negotiated. And so I'm concerned when I hear you say it's going to have to be, there's going to have to be a variation. I'd like to know more specifics because we made a deal with those residents and I intend to keep it.
And that's good because the more he says that, the more I'm willing to believe it's true. It's certainly what we hope to be true that he would. And he has said that consistently. He's not going to mess with the master plan. There are some minor changes to it that might need to be made for the zoning, but generally, and they keep saying this, is they're going to keep to it. But
I just want to know, what precisely are you going to have to request to change in that master plan? It's very specific.
Jeff, let's, I wouldn't, I don't.
No. Okay, so he's asking Brian Hilson with Florida West, what changes need to be made in the master plan to accommodate this Project Dynamo? Fair question. Stephen Barry, Commissioner of District 5, is inserting himself here on behalf of Brian Hilson, saying,
I don't think Brian is going to be able, and he can certainly speak for himself, but I'm going to help him a little bit.
Okay, if he can speak for himself, then shouldn't he speak for himself? True. This sat weird with me, and I don't know what's going on here, but here's the rest of this conversation.
I don't think Brian is going to be able, and he can certainly speak for himself, but I'm going to help him a little bit, given the fact he's kind of new in our community, you know, less than a year, but...
Well, I'm going to be very.
I don't think he can specifically advocate for what the changes would be. What changes would be necessary right now? If you might, you know, just maybe work with him offline. And obviously, you've got, you know, I'm sure he's going to make himself and Danita available to you at your whim, given your proximity to the park.
Danita is also with Florida West, so we can't have this conversation in public. That's what I didn't understand, because Jeff wants to ask Brian Hilson from Florida West, what do you need to change in the master plan? And Stephen Barry says, whoa, 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 whoa. Why don't y'all talk about that somewhere else? Not here in the meeting, somewhere else. Now, this could be just maybe they're worried that disclosing the changes would somehow give you an insight into what the company is and they don't want to disclose the company. It's weird paternalism for Stephen Barry to say, I know he can speak for himself, but I'm going to speak for him right now. And then Brian never says anything. So it kind of raised my spider senses a little bit. I couldn't figure out what was going on. I don't have an allegation. I don't have any evidence. It just sat weird with me, okay?
While they're going to be, you know, pretty available for you, Wes and Allison will be, you know, extremely available for you. So if you might just apprise yourself.
The folks from Florida West are going to be pretty available, but Wes Moreno and Allison Rogers from the county are super available. I sound like a political hypochondriac. I don't care. It feels like Stephen Barry is doling out the access favors. It feels like he feels he's in charge of all of this stuff, even though it's kind of on the verge between a couple of districts right there, but it's in, you know, Jeff's district, and he's been the one really in charge of this. And it feels like he's saying, what are we going to talk about? What are we going to talk about in public? Who's going to get access? Who are you going to talk to? And listen to Jeff Bergosh kind of nervously laugh behind this comment.
While they're going to be, you know, pretty available for you, Wes and Allison will be, you know, extremely available for you. So if you might just apprise yourself of, you know, kind of discussing it with Brian and Danita and Wes and Allison, and you know, we'll all three and then four when Lumen's back, we'll all kind of work through them to make sure that we can live with what's coming forward. And I agree with you. I mean, I know this is not a perfect example, but when you were talking about the Taco Bell this morning, I was thinking about the Publix that's on Cervantes.
12th Avenue. Yeah,
12th Avenue and Cervantes. It's much different than the Publix I have. I'm very happy that I even have a Publix in District 5, but it is different. I agree with you. I understand what you're saying. And you know, I do think that those things are negotiable. And
okay, good. So, I don't know. I feel awkward talking about something like this when I don't have a good explanation for you. I do know that the Mo and Chavers, who had made the offer on the property, they have now pulled out. They backed out entirely. And Chavers is connected to Stephen Barry. They're a paving company. He happens to do financial planning for them or something in some capacity that he always has to recuse himself. So it sort of feels like he's kind of shepherding this other group in, and maybe this Project Dynamo and how they're connected. I don't know. I'm purely speculating. Okay. But like I have said many times, you know, when I moved here, they told me Scambia politics is weird and you got to like peel back the layers to figure out the truth. And this feels like a peel back the layers moment. Okay, and I don't know what to make of it exactly, other than, as somebody just texted in, says, I feel like they're holding this property hostage against the deal that they want to put in. And I've had other people allege that, you know, like they're trying to slow walk Fred Hemmer, the Beulah Town Center guy. They're trying to slow walk him out of the deal and kind of get to know by saying yes slowly, because maybe because he supported Doug Underhill in the past financially, which is true. Again, I don't know. You know, without everybody's text messages, it's hard to know for sure what's going on. But in any case, Stephen Barry says,
we're not going to, and I'm going to support you in this, we're not going to just do whatever it takes to get a deal done. Yeah. We're not going to do that. We're going to have a, you know, going to put put a good project on the ground or we won't do one.
Yeah, no, so I appreciate that.
I understand what you're saying.
I appreciate that, Commissioner Berry. Right. So the motion you're looking for is to allow Wes and Allison continue to move forward?
Yes.
Okay.
So he's asking Stephen what motion Stephen wants him to make. Okay. I mean, that's fine.
I just want one comment, you know, and I am in favor of this under the
it's
right
Mike
conditions,
Kohler.
Obviously. I've been up here listening to this. This is all different deals for OLFA. What you've said, this looks like something that actually could happen if we get the deal right. So I'm in complete support of this. Hopefully it works out. So if you want to make the motion, that's fine.
I make the motion that we move it forward. Yeah, absolutely. And let Wes and Allison negotiate and try and get the contract terms that we need.
And specifically Allison negotiating with general counsel from the other side.
Yeah, Allison negotiating with their general counsel. Yeah. That's the motion.
Super.
I'll second that.
All right, please vote. Item passes 3-0. Thank you, Brian.
Thank you,
Danita, for your work.
So chairman typically doesn't make a motion. So Jeff Bergosh asks the chairman what motion he wants him to make. And then when he makes it sort of not quite right, he corrects him on it. And then he makes it just weird Okay, I asked you this before, John, so you can vouch for me on this. I asked you in the earlier past, we made it this same topic.
Right.
Am I being a political hypochondriac here, or does this seem like something is... Does it smell weird to you?
It does smell weird to me.
Okay. But I don't know what the shape of the weirdness is. It just something isn't quite sitting right with me.
Right.
And that's all I can say, because that's all I know at the moment. 7:55 but I'm excited about jobs and build something, and it seems like a good deal. If it comes to pass, who wouldn't be excited about something being on that property all of these years of sitting there fallow land where we're basically losing money having to pay to mow it every couple of months or whatever. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives.
That's right. One accident on the big board. Right now, North Davis Highway and East Olive Road. No roadblock associated with that, but we are seeing delays. Other than that, I-10, I-110 flowing very smoothly right now. That's Traffic on the Fives. I'm John Pickens.
Do you like to fish, go to football games, or camp out?
So do teens in foster care who are awaiting adoption.
Families First Network is the connection between children who wait in foster care and families who adopt.
As the trusted partner for adoptions in Northwest Florida, Families First Network connects adoptive families with training and support through the entire process.
Begin your journey by signing up for a free Zoom information session at familiesfirstnetwork.org.
That's familiesfirstnetwork.org.
Hi, this is Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel for the Chamber Connection Show that will keep you informed on what's going on with your Chamber of Commerce. Tune in at 10 to find out about our upcoming events, all of our different programs, and what's happening with our local business community. It's the Chamber Connection Show every other Monday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Lee Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Look, he's right on top of us. Wonder if he's using the same wing we are using.
Watch out. You might get what you're after. Ooh, that's just such a great movie. I wonder if he's using the same wing we're using. Yes! Yes, that's why it's funny. 7:58 on News Radio Pensacola. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines this morning. David?
U.S. officials are now pushing Hamas to accept an Israeli-proposed ceasefire deal to end the fighting in Gaza. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan was on CBS's Face the Nation over the weekend. He said the deal includes a three-part plan to end the conflict and release hostages. The U.S. Supreme Court has several major decisions that may be coming up this month. The court will be ruling on several things before their summer recess, including cases regarding presidential immunity, the obstruction charges against the January 6th, the Capitol rioters, the FDA's approval of mifepristone, and abortion access.
And red flag laws.
That's
still
right.
Waiting on the red flag law case, too.
Red flag laws. Mm-hmm. And former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is going to be testifying in front of a House coronavirus subcommittee tomorrow. Cuomo will be questioned on how New York handled the early days of the COVID pandemic and, of course, what led to the deaths of more than 15,000 people in nursing homes in New York.
All right, David, thank you so much for the update. 7:59 here on News Radio Pensacola. The Favor House, the first annual Favor House Roundup Friday, June 21st, so a couple of weeks away, from 6 to 10 at the Escambia County Equestrian Center. Toe tap and knee slap and good time with live country music from Blackwater Country, dancing, fun. Find out more at newsradio923.com. Bands on the beach tomorrow. Go out and see some really good live local music. That's going to be fantastic. It'll be 12:11 on the 11th. Don't be confused by it.
Local talk in the morning, 5 to 9 with Andrew McKay is on News Radio 923. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.